The Classic Tales Podcast, Season 3. This collection of classic short fiction is narrated by B.J. Harrison. The following audiobooks were released between December 23, 2008 and December 17, 2009 through the Classic Tales Podcast. The Ice Palace by F. Scott Fitzgerald. The sunlight dripped over the house like golden paint over an art jar, and the freckling shadows here and there only intensified the rigor of the bath of light. The Butterworth and Larkin houses, flanking, were entrenched behind great stodgy trees. Only the Happer house took the full sun, and all day long faced the dusty road street with a tolerant, kindly patience. This was the city of Tarleton in southernmost Georgia, September afternoon. Up in her bedroom window, Sally Carol Happer rested her 19-year-old chin on a 52-year-old sill and watched Clark Darrow's ancient Ford turn the corner. The car was hot. Being partly metallic, it retained all the heat it absorbed or evolved, and Clark Darrow, sitting bolt upright at the wheel, wore a painted, strained expression as though he considered himself a spare part and rather likely to break. He laboriously crossed two dust ruts, the wheels squeaking indignantly at the encounter. And then, with a terrifying expression, he gave the steering gear a final wrench and deposited self and car approximately in front of the Happer steps. There was a plaintive heaving sound, a death rattle, followed by a short silence. And then the air was rent by a startling whistle. Sally Carroll gazed down sleepily. She started to yawn, but finding this quite impossible unless she raised her chin from the windowsill, changed her mind and continued silently to regard the car, whose owner sat brilliantly, if perfunctorily, at attention as he waited for an answer to his signal. After a moment, the whistle once more split the dusty air. "Good morning." With difficulty, Clark twisted his tall body round and bent a distorted glance on the window. "It ain't morning, Sally Carroll."
"Isn't it sure enough?"
"What you doing?"
"Eating an apple."
"Come on, go swimming. Want to?"
"Reckon so."
"How about hurrying up?"
"Sure enough."
Sally Carroll sighed voluminously and raised herself with profound inertia from the floor, where she'd been occupied in alternately destroying parts of a green apple and painting paper dolls for her younger sister. She approached a mirror, regarded her expression with a pleased and pleasant languor, dabbed two spots of rouge on her lips and a grain of powder on her nose, and covered her bobbed corn-colored hair with a rose-littered sunbonnet. Then she kicked over the painting water and said, "Oh, damn!" but let it lay, and left the room.
"How you, Clark?"
she inquired a minute later as she stepped nimbly over the side of the car.
"Mighty fine, Sally Carroll.
Where we go swimming?"
"Out to Wally's pool. Told Marilyn we'd call by and get her and Joe Ewing."
Clark was dark and lean, and when on foot was rather inclined to stoop. His eyes were ominous, and his expression somewhat petulant, except when startlingly illuminated by one of his frequent smiles. Clark had
an income,
just enough to keep himself in ease and his car in gasoline, and he had spent the 2 years since he graduated from Georgia Tech in dozing round the lazy streets of his hometown, discussing how he could best invest his capital for an immediate fortune. Hanging round he found not at all difficult. A crowd of little girls had grown up beautifully, the amazing Sally Carroll foremost among them, and they enjoyed being swum with and danced with and made love to in the flower-filled summery evenings, and they all liked Clark immensely. When feminine company palled, there were half a dozen other youths who were always just about to do something, and meanwhile were quite willing to join him in a few holes of golf or a game of billiards or the consumption of a quart of hard yellow liquor. Every once in a while, one of these...